Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about and watch and have fun with, etc., etc. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and The Banter Blender, which has a new episode up. That's right, there's a new episode of The Banter Blender up. Shocking. But you're not here to hear about The Banter Blender. You're here because you're a Bravo fan and you're a Vanderpump Rules fan, probably. And guess what? We have a very special guest today. But before I get to the special guest, I should probably mention my co-host, Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and Rose Pricks Podcast. Sorry, Ronnie, I almost forgot about you there. I was so excited.
I'm still here.
Trying to push him out. Trying to push
Good
him out
times,
the door quietly.
Bad times. I've seen them all, but you queer.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
I tried to Wilma, be the Wilma to your Fred and put you out the door and keep you know, inside.
But also, didn't Elaine Stritch die? So, like, she's technically not still here. So, I think that song needs to be not sung right now. Okay, continue on. I'll sit quiet.
Continuing on, our very special guest is the wonderful, the talented, the most amazing Bravo impressionist that I know, and probably one of the best of all time. I'll just go out there and say it. Why not?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she is the host of Reality Check, Reality Checked, on Radio Andy, and she can be frequently seen on Watch What Happens Live. It is the one and only and beautiful Amy Phillips.
Oh, God, guys. Thank you so much. I love you so much. It's happy to be here.
Welcome back, Amy.
Yes, everything bad.
Next level.
That was Mikey.
Oh my God, next level. I love Mikey so much. I pull his clips more than any other housewife. He has so many good ones.
He's so excitable.
He is. I mean, just to throw in there, eat a dick. I mean, you know, like you cannot top that.
I just wonder what it's like watching him going to Target and browsing for things. It's like, up it up, bitch. He really likes the Target brands.
Walmart. Like,
turn that smile back upside right, stupid bitch. Yeah. Roll back.
Oh my God. I love an end cap, bitches. Yeah, he is a treasure. He's a treasure. He is 100% one of my favorites.
He is. And you do, by the way, let's not overshadow the, you know, Mikey's main lady. You do a excellent Erica Jane impersonation.
Come on, stop it. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
So good. It's like she's here with us right now.
Yeah, so like Amy, inhaling helium.
Yeah. There's one part that I saw in the previews for this week where she goes, "What?" And it's just so her.
It is.
That one little word. What?
I love when she gets thrown into the pool. And Kyle actually had one of the best lines I've ever heard her say, which is like, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but they spent 3 hours to get her hair to look like that.
That was what my thought was also.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what sort of glam squad is this?
Yeah. Well, that's why she doesn't go for unionized people. You can just make them do it again.
Ooh, Erica Jane, bad girl.
You don't clock in or clock out. You just clock. Got it, boys? I don't give a fuck. Do my hair again.
Work for 22 hours without a break, bitches.
My set has doors on it.
No craft services for you.
So, Amy, first of all, tell everyone where they can follow you on Twitter and various other social media places.
Oh, you can find me at Amy Phillips _. No, just not Amy, but just Amy, AmyPhillips _. That's on Twitter. On Instagram, it's Meet Amy Phillips.
Mm, and that's sort of what everyone's doing right now.
M-E-E-T, not like
M-E-A-T.
Like, yeah, Meet Amy Phillips. Oh, I don't give a fuck.
So just before we started, we pressed record on this podcast, we were starting to reminisce about the fact that the last time the three of us were all together, we were at Sir and at Pump with Miss Julia Cunningham doing a proper VPR fan tour, were we not?
Yes, in fact, we were. We were belly up at the bar.
Yes.
We were watching many Pumptinis be, or whatever they were, sangrias being served and poured.
Yes, purveyed.
Richardson, I believe, was there. I feel like I saw him.
Yeah, Richardson was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's and like, then there was. You look great! Which is apparently all Richardson knows how to say after watching
this. He's actually, so I actually know him very sort of tangentially, and he's a very lovely guy, I have to say. And that is sort of what his personality is like. You look great. You look great. Like, thanks, Richardson.
Well, mate, like when Sheena walked into Project Elevate at Busby's and he was like, your fucking body is hot as shit. Wasn't that him that said that to her?
Yes.
And then he was like, hi, Shay.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
He's like, hey, Shay, still trying, eh? Good for you, buddy. Your wife is hot. Hey, Lisa, you look beautiful. You're hot. He's like host stamp Mikey.
Yeah.
He's demure Mikey. Next level. So we had Tom. We hobnobbed with Tom Sandoval, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I yelled at Tom Sandoval and got wasted with James. That was a really fun night. I don't know if any of you will ever hang out with me again, but it was.
I was like, oh my God, Ronnie is. He's saying things to Tom Sandoval that he would say, like he's saying it to his face, the types of things he would say on his podcast. I'm like, you gotta love him, you know? He's keeping it real.
We were the three of us, Amy, Julia, and I were like cowering together, like, oh my God, because Ronnie would always be a compliment at the end, but Ronnie would tee it up with like a big neg, you know, like, you know, that concept of like the neg, you take him down a peg first. So Ronnie be like, fuck you. I just have to say, fuck you. I'm sick of you being so attractive. But like for those moments before he got to the nice part, Tom would be like, oh, crazy fan. And we'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Whew.
Tom was great though. He didn't like it, bat an eye. He was like, he just totally rolling with it. And he seemed to be enjoying the conversation.
He was.
So that was so fun. And that was a Tom Sandoval sans braids, everybody. So, I mean, that's a big deal. We're talking before the braids, before the braid guy.
Yeah.
It was before braids and like a few layers of skin ago. Because, you know, he shaves that skin off, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, he shaves that forehead right before the braid guy comes over.
He gave me fashion advice too, but I forgot what it was.
Yes, that's right. Because we were talking about his shoes, and he said something about his belt. I feel like I can't remember.
Yes,
I can't remember what he was talking about. I may have spaced out.
I think he liked something I was wearing.
He also gave us the Tom line, which he will always give you when you see him, which is, "Hey, belt, let's take an Insta."
Yeah,
you got Insta? Let's take an Insta, bro. He loves being on the Instagram, girl.
He loves an Insta.
He does. Yeah, that was a really spectacular night. We were all just drunk and taking so many things in. I loved it. Oh, and remember also when we were at Sir, Danny, the second sort of the day player, the Sir day player, the Vanderpump Rules day player, she was our waitress and she was very nice.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're like, how come you don't make more drama, be on the show, start a fight with some bitch in here? And she's like, no, I really just, I love like just being a waiter. Like, what town are you in?
You're trying to give her some good sage advice. You're like, the world is at your fingertips, bitch. Take it.
She's like,
and she was like, oh, every season starts, and I think I want to try something, and then I run away. I just don't know.
She's like, I just have this aversion towards career limiting things.
I'm just here because I really, really like this dress. Like, I really like this dress.
I just want to serve the tuna tartare to the best of my ability, okay?
Hey, have you guys heard that the balls have changed to empanadas?
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that, because last time that I was at Sir, they only had empanadas, and I ordered those, and I was like, well, where are the balls? So now, and I didn't know that they had officially changed. So thank you for letting me know that. I
yes,
was confused.
And they're not as good. I don't know what they're doing over there. Lisa's like, we need to change things, darling. How about instead of goat cheese bowls, we'll have goat cheese empanadas. So Spanish.
I think, Amy, you should write a piece, like a novel, a very serious, perhaps pulpy novel called They Only Had Empanadas. And it could be you looking very tragic on the cover, perhaps in like a veil.
That's how I felt, because I never had the balls. I never had them.
Yeah.
So I'll the never know.
The balls were much better. They were very lightly dusted, perfectly fried. What a chewy treat. Amy, I want to ask you some questions before we get into The Real Housewives of Melbourne, which you're here to recap. tell us.
Not Melbourne. We're not doing Melbourne, right?
No.
No, just
okay, good. I'm like, shit.
We just have a tendency. We have a tendency to just drop into Australian accents randomly. Like,
once
Melbourne started, we have never been able to shake the accent. We'll be talking and be like, he's in there right now, isn't it?
And also, it makes me feel hostier. Hello, Amy Phillips.
Wasn't
we've
it
loved
Australia
your work
Day?
For a long time, eh? So we've talked to you a few times on this show, and we met at Leah Black's house. Well, at least that's where I met you. And have so many fun times together. And your life has really changed. Well, I don't know if your life has, but your career has been kicking ass. So on your show and your Watch What Happens stuff, you have so many more impersonations and so many different Bravo celebrities. So tell us some good Bravo celebrity stories. Who's your favorite newbie?
My favorite newbie. Let's see. You know what? I actually just did a video of Dorit. And it's going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight, which is Tuesday today. So Dorit is, I think, one of my favorite new housewives. I am so fascinated by her. I think she is the most, I think she might be the most ridiculous housewife there's ever been. And
I agree.
You do? Because it's like, I hate her, but I love hating her, which is different, because like when Kelly was around in OC, I had a really hard time going between loving and hating her. I ended up just being so annoyed by her so many times. But with Dorit, I'm like, this is so ridiculous. And I don't know how people actually, how like Lisa Rinna and Eileen are sitting there having a conversation with her and how they're actually taking her serious with this accent. Like, I don't know how anybody could. She's from Connecticut. And then she has the most bizarre accent, and I know she calls it out in her tagline, which is applaudable, because if you don't nip that in the bud, but she's pretty ridiculous. And I love that her and PK as the package is just like, it is, it's impressive. It's impressive.
Yeah. I think that you really hit the nail on the head. I was really, for the first few weeks, I was like, I really hate to read. But then what turned me around was when I read this thing on Reddit, which I shared on the podcast a few weeks ago, but it really changed my perception of her. And I can just give you some of the highlights. Someone named Heart Deco on Reddit called Dorit his inept trash queen, and said that he really appreciated how she just makes the worst decisions at all times. And is basically so, she's always, when everyone's zigging, she's always zagging in the wrong way, basically. And my favorite part was that he said, she is a master of terrible housewifery. Watching her in action is like viewing outsider art.
That's so great. What a great way to articulate it. And I don't think I would want a whole cast filled with people like Dorit, but sprinkle one in every once in a while. And it does, it makes for a nice wild card. And I like that.
I agree. It's like, it adds that it's like throwing a pebble into the spokes, and it just sort of causes a little, it's like these strange disruptions.
And I mean, Boy George lives with her, which is amazing, which is why I'm convinced that that's probably why she has the accent. Because she's like, if you don't talk to Boy George with an accent, he can't understand what you're saying. Like, if I say, hello, Boy George, how are you? He doesn't get it. But if I say, hello, Boy George, how are you? He understands. It's so odd. And I just think I love Boy George. I love that he's like fascinated by her. And it's just funny. It's so funny.
Well, I also
I like that she has a little East in her too, because I've noticed it with her words when she says things like, well, hello, Goyles. Like,
to me, she always sounds
all over the place.
To me, she always sounds like Tracy Ullman in Bullets Over Broadway. You know, when her character comes like flittering onto the stage, like, I'm terribly sorry, I'm late. I was busy picking up the dog. You know, just overly flowery, whatever accent that is.
Right. And the fact that she has so many staff members and nannies, I mean, you got a rose gold Bentley.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit's hilarious. I am convinced that that car is owned by Hertz and that they only get that car for shooting days because I just can't believe it.
I would be surprised. I mean, the way that these housewives, you know, sometimes in the future, we end up finding out they go bankrupt. They had money problems. And with these new ones lately, you know, you just never know. You never know. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Yes. Capital exactly. One will tell. So, who has been your best interview of the year? Like, you actually interview everyone, pretty much, I guess, that's on these shows. And I know that sometimes it must be hard just imagining doing it when they're really not good interviews. I know you have to deal with a lot of that. So, let's not focus on that. Who are the really easy ones to talk to and the really chill, cool people that you actually, like, get along with and have a good conversation with?
You know who surprised me was Kyle. Kyle was like so chill. I felt like when I was talking to her, I was talking to like one of my friends, which was weird because I didn't expect that from her. And when we got off of the microphone, she was just very like, you know, we were just talking and I asked her a question. She's like, yeah, okay, so what do you want to know? And she just was really, she didn't rush to leave. I mean, she didn't have like a, you know, it just seemed like she was happy to be hanging out. And I really enjoyed that. So she surprised me.
That's cool.
And yeah. And then Dorinda is always like fun to talk to. Like she called in the day, a couple days after New Year's Eve, because we had her, we set it up for her to call in to tell us what happened at Luann's wedding. Because obviously she was there. And so we wanted to hear her report from the wedding. And so she was happy to call. And like in the background, you know, at some point, I'm like, all right, Turner, I'll let you go because sounds like you're doing your dishes. I'll let you get back to them. She's like, I'm sorry. I just doing my dishes. I'm leaving for London tonight. And I just got in from Miami. I got to go. I'm trying to make it nice. Like, but she was literally like wall to wall with like 1,000 things, but she really wanted to call in and talk to us about it, which was really, really cool. I really love talking to Dorinda. Lisa Rinna is one of my favorites, of course, and I loved meeting her in person. It was kind of, but I was a little bit too amped up to meet her because I was so excited. but I thought that was super fun too.
Yeah, we got to go out with her one night. We loved her.
Yeah.
She took us for drinks one night with Harry Hamlin and our friend Monique.
Shut. You guys went to drinks with her and Harry Hamlin?
At the Polo Lounge, and Al Pacino was sitting next to us. It was amazing. It was like the most Hollywood moment of all time.
My God, this is what dreams are made of.
It was. It was such a good night. And, you know, like
you guys.
Most people would be like staring at Al Pacino's table like, oh, my God, it's Al Pacino. But Al Pacino was staring at our table like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Well, the best part is that I feel like no one at the Polo Lounge could really figure out our table. Because you have, Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. That makes sense. And even, you know, Monique amongst them. But then there's the two of us. It's like, what are those two guys doing with those three people? It was the biggest puzzle of the night at the Polo Lounge.
And why is that guy holding a wrap croissant? Say it again, Amy. I'm sorry. I'm the worst.
That's LA. Like everywhere you go, no grouping of people ever makes sense.
It's very true. It's very, very true.
Yeah, fun time. So should we get on to Vanderpump Rules? I don't wanna keep Amy for 20 hours. I mean I do, but it would be rude.
Well,
so.
You know, before we get into Vanderpump Rules, I wanna introduce a new segment on this show, and it's a segment called Is Ariana Mad at Us?
Is Ariana mad at us? Is Ariana mad at us?
Oh my God. Wait. Did you have who did that and who had the chimes in the background? That was incredible.
That's that I believe it was a vocalist that we hired from the Hollywood Faith. Music Institution that Max used to go to. He used to
It was Faith from season one of Vanderpump Rules with the singing career who helped Sheena, remember? No, okay. Not Faith. What was that girl's name? Sheena's like, that's my mentor.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, was her name Joy or something like that?
I don't remember. I'm sorry I called you
not
Faith.
Not Laura.
So
Laura Lai. Laura Lee. Not her.
No, Laura. No, yeah. Definitely not Laura Lee.
No, Laura Lee was the one who's like, you had your penis inside me with no condoms on.
Oh my God!
I mean, this was definitely that was definitely sung in the spirit of Laura Lee for sure. Tried to capture
that song. That intro is incredible. That's incredible.
I mean, I can play it. I can play it again if you need to.
Actually, if you don't mind, I'd love to hear it.
All right, hit it. 3, 2, 1.
Is Ariana mad at us? Is Ariana mad at us?
It's like so a lullaby. Good.
It really is.
Something to think about before you go to sleep. I know I think about it.
And the answer is she probably is mad at you.
The reason why I bring this up is that there was a strange Twitter exchange last night, and I don't understand how it left off. So basically, here's what happened. Of course, now it's. I have to get back to where it was. So one of our listeners, her name is
Crack Rock Heavy.
Crack Rock Heavy. So Crack Rock Heavy tweeted at Ariana. You know, she goes in regards to Ariana's roast that she did last night on the show. She says, why is Ariana reading her jokes? She didn't take this comedy serious enough to study. And then she said, at what crappens, hashtag pump rules. Well, guess what? Ariana saw the tweet, and so she replied to both Crack Rock Heavy and to us.
And I have to point out here at this point in the story that he did not at her.
Yes.
Okay. He did not say, why did not at Ariana Maddox, whatever her Twitter handle is. He didn't do that. She just had the hashtag search on.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so it did. She wasn't at. Okay. She wasn't added.
Exactly. Right. It's just, why is Ariana reading her jokes? She didn't take this comedy serious enough to study at what crappens, hashtag pump rules. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's also not clear how seriously Crack Rock Heavy is really stating this. Is this a joke about the fact that Kristen was making fun of Ariana for not being serious? So then Ariana replied to all. So that meant we were looped in, and she goes, I wrote it an hour before, and I don't take something that seriously that I'm doing for free. So.
Oh.
So then.
Wait, but she's getting paid for the show.
That's true, actually. That's a good point. And she's also not realizing that she's adding an improviser.
Yes.
And Amy, you know, we don't make money for that shit. We show up every week and do our damn shows for free. Oh.
I wrote some Jack's roast jokes this morning at like 5 a.m. for the hell of it. I mean, who's gonna give me some bucks for that?
But I bet you didn't memorize them. I bet you didn't memorize them. You gotta get paid to memorize.
You're damn well right. You're actually, you know what, Ariana, I agree with you.
So when Ariana said, I wrote it an hour before and I don't take something that seriously that I'm doing for free, then I wrote as a joke, I put like in brackets, mic drop. Because I thought that, like, you know, Ariana was just like, boop, doing the mic drop, okay? And
yeah,
then
that's good. You were, like, supporting Ariana in a way. Yes.
I was kind of supporting her and sort of being, like, adding some levity to a situation that I didn't really care that much about. And so then New right. LA responded to us both and said, did you write this response an hour before as well? And then did this thing, like he was ducking. Oh, and then goes, damn. Cheers.
Oh, God.
So Ariana responds, but here's what's interesting. Her response is not to that. Her response is to the mic drop tweet and says, guess I missed the part where being rude was the point of this exchange. Glad you had fun. So I'm like, was that directed at us?
Because I think it was. Mic drop? She changed the order of the at. Because it wasn't to at Crack Rock Heavy. It was to at What Crappens this time, which was weird. Is that because she was replying to that tweet?
I don't know. I don't know if that was the way.
I'm like an old person, but
yeah. I don't know if that.
Yeah, she got all mad, and I sent Ben a text, and I was like, "Are we in trouble with Ariana?" Like, of all the reasons,
I haven't seen it laid out on the Twitter, but it's very. Sometimes it gets so confusing to who you're, what tweet you're responding to. I would think that she's responding to the guy who, the second guy who called her out and isn't mad at you guys because your mic drop, there's nothing to be mad at for mic
unless drop. She thinks that the our mic drop was in support of the other guy.
Right. Oh, no, because you responded after she did, though.
Yes, but as we can see, the order of response almost doesn't even matter because there's a lot of confusion going on right now.
There's some confusion, but hopefully I think that she didn't respond until, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well,
by the way, there was a follow-up from Crack Rock Heavy later on who said, I was joking. I thought you could tell I wasn't serious because I wrote the comment 28 minutes ago. Which I don't think gets us out of Ariana jail, but...
I mean, it's just so funny. I mean, out of all the things we do that could anger people on Bravo, that was it. It's like the smallest little crack in the ice.
I know, and it's amazing. I mean, that's the thing, too, is that, like, Bravo celebrities are all over Twitter now, and they call you out, and they are not afraid to, like, just be spending the evening slamming people down, but... The thing about Crack Rock Heavy that I like is that, if that's the name, I can't remember, but I like that they didn't at Ariana because, you know, I don't like when people are insulting the cast members and they tag them in it. It's like, why bring that to their attention? If you're doing it for, you know, you have every right to say what your opinion is, but if you really are saying something mean or that they might take the wrong way, don't tag them. So I always appreciate a non-tag. And I hate it when sometimes if there's like a Twitter going on and someone will include me in their tweet and they'll be like, even Amy Phillips at Amy Phillips thinks
you're like, whoa.
Wrong at Phaedra Parks Esquire. I'm like, no, don't get me in trouble. You know, like I like to have the free speech on the radio show and on Twitter and stuff like that. But if I want to say something about a housewife or a Bravo celebrity, I don't necessarily want them to see it, you know, all the time. Because you take it the wrong way. We're just having fun.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, for the record, Tom Sandoval liked Ariana's
Was the best part of it because we were like, is she mad? And of course, like, we're not going to sit and care, but it was funny. And then, like, an hour later, it's like, bloop. Tom Sandoval likes Ariana Maddox's tweet. It's like, oh, great. Now Tom's in on it. Oh, jeez.
They're not going to remember tomorrow because they probably went and did a million tweet responses to people. Like, they probably do that every Monday night. They have to. Yeah. You know, they're just defending themselves. They don't want to be raked over the coals. And it's just like, it's part of their job at this point. And it's just, you know, Jax is the same way. He loves it. He, like, loves blocking people, and I get the biggest kick out of watching Jax block people because he's just like, keep it coming, people. I'm happy to block. It's hilarious.
It's like a 1980s superhero or guy, whatever.
And then just because it's Twitter, everybody else has to get on in on it. Like, it's like, oh, someone else liked Ariana's tell-off or whatever. And then other people are like fighting against her. I mean, it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, someone wrote, and Doughty was freestyle. Thank you for saying it, crying laughing. Like, I just love that now people are torturing Ariana over some dumb thing that doesn't even mean anything.
Basically, a joke that didn't land properly has now caused an issue. So I guess the answer to our question, is Ariana mad at us? I guess the answer is inconclusive, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll ever know.
We'll never know.
That's you guys, one thing. It's like the ending of a Netflix show. It's up for you to decide.
Or it's just like Gossip Girl. That's one secret I'll never tell.
Yeah. I think it's like the OA. You're like, why are people doing all this weird performance art? And then it's over. And you're like, wait a minute, what? Was this all a lie?
So this concludes, is Ariana mad at us?
Is Ariana mad at us? Is Ariana mad at us?
You're ridiculous. And I love it.
All right.
All right. So what should we do next, y'all?
Vanderpump
Let's
Rules.
Tweet Ariana right now and see if she'll get mad at us.
The segment has to live on, you know?
I mean, it has to now.
Well, we should just tweet, are you mad at us? I mean, while we're doing... Yeah. While we're do-
at Amy Phillips. Amy
do
Phillips says that you're
mad.
Amy Phillips says that you're mad at us.
I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be involved.
By the way, that little ditty is going to get in your head.
Oh, it's already there, and I like it. I'm liking it.
Okay, I tweeted her. I said, at Ariana 2525, are you mad at us?
Oh, no. My God, did you? Oh, my God. The power of modern communication. Oh, my God, you really did do this.
Now, what should we tweet Julia Roberts? Anyone got any ideas?
Is Julia Roberts mad at us? So
I guess the segment could just change from whatever celebrity awkward, you know, exchange you have. You know, it's just whoever that person is. Are they mad at us this week?
It's sort of like our low confidence, passive aggressive segment of the week. Are you mad
yes.
at me?
So stupid.
All
right,
so let's,
guys.
Let's
shall
move on.
We talk let's about the... a little VPR?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of are people mad at people, this show opens up with Lisa Vanderpump bossing Jax around about bottles. It's the obligatory Lisa Vanderpump is in control, is in charge. He's a good boss sort of situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Please dust around the bottles, Jack. Not just the edge of the counter. Do under the oh, Jax.
Straws in the cup, Jax. Straws in the... Oh, dear. It looks like a mess back there. And then Britt comes in. Brittany comes in. She's like, I need to have an order for 3 mojitos, please. Which I think... I still think that Brittany probably believes that mojitos are just Doritos for people in Missouri.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yes, you're probably right.
I like how she says it. She's like, I need 2 mojitos. Okay. Do you still not know how to say that word? Like,
I know what sangria is. I just found out what a charcuterie tray means.
Charcuterie tray.
You sure are a charcuterie.
So
it's where
Lisa
you take a bunch of cold cuts and put them up your cooter.
And you make Sorry, them look like little sharks.
Jax, I want you to give me more respect to my cootery.
I have to say, Brittany is so good for Jax. I like them together. I don't want them to break up. It seems like, you know, that's going to happen at some point in the future. But for right now, I'm really enjoying it.
Do we
I am
think-
too, and I feel like she. When you say she's good for him, questionable. I think she's like a Band-Aid for a cutter. It's like the Band-Aid's not really helping because they just keep cutting themselves, and the Band-Aid's just hide what they're doing to them. I'm not sure. I guess like it's an enabler Band-Aid cutter situation to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't. You know? Do you think they are mm-hmm. cute enough mm-hmm. to carry their own show? Because it's been reported. I think yesterday that Brittany and Jax are getting their own spinoff where Jax goes to Kentucky.
I heard. I think it's going to be, I mean, if it's more than like 4 episodes, it'll probably be too much. But if it's like 3 eps, I think that'll work. I don't think it'll be interesting yeah. for
well,
a little while.
It was
while.
Actually reported a long time ago by Blabbermouth mom, Brittany mom, who's like, guys,
right.
I can't hold it in anymore. We have
oh,
a
yeah.
show in Kentucky.
I know.
This is why people need NDAs, you guys. Okay, Bala's boyfriend is on the right track. This is
Damn
why, because our Kentucky mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Kentucky.
So anyway, Sheena walks over to Lisa Vanderpump, who's sitting at a table, and I love it because Lisa's like, "Hello, Sheena," and she's like, "How are you?" In her classic Sheena chirpy thing, and I actually recorded her voice. But I'm seeing that it has not transferred over to my computer, so I can't play her the way she said, how are you? But it was nice.
How are you? How are you?
How are you?
Oh my
God.
How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you?
How are things in Sheena Shayland?
She goes, well, things are really good in, like, Sheena and Shayland, but my Sheena Shea and the girls' time.
I'm like, nice segue. She segues as well as I do.
Yeah. Real smooth.
She's the smoothest of all. Sheena Shea. She's if anyone's known for smooth moves, it's Sheena Shea.
Hi, darling. How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Hello?
Play that again. Play that again.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I just love the lilting, the nasal lilt is just so classically Sheena.
And it's maybe gotten better or worse since she's had apparently a nose job, which, you know, you'd think that I would have noticed that. I didn't even know.
Oh, Sheena? You know, I was watching season one a little bit recently because, I have no life. But I was watching season one recently, and wow, you really, it's like watching an evolution chart, watching how much everybody changes.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah. It's like that caveman.
That's funny.
Oh, news update. Do 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 do.
How are you?
News update.
Good.
Ariana wrote us back and said, "No way." And so I put, "Love you."
Wow. She takes the time out of her day, out of her busy day of braids, to tweet you guys back.
That was, by the way, a very fast response time. Wow, I'm so glad we closed that case.
I am too, because I gotta tell you, you know, I've met you. I don't know if you guys spent any time with her outside of like watching the show, but she is like the nicest person.
Yeah.
She's like the nicest person, which is interesting because on the show, sometimes you have these drastic changes between people's personalities on the show and off the show.
Yeah.
And then you have sometimes where it's like they're the exact same person on the show as they are when you meet them. And I would not say that's how Ariana is, or at least the way she's portrayed. It almost seems like it's a character of Ariana on the show. And then who she is, they're different. It's weird. But
I live up the street from Surly Goat, which on Vanderpump Rules is known as the Goat. and so I go there sometimes. And so I've seen them there, and they are so, so nice. Yeah. She's particularly glowy and nice. And their group of friends is really nice. Like, everybody they hang out with is really fun and sweet.
Nice. That's enough nice things that we have to say.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. Who are we?
Yeah.
You give me one nice tweet, and I'm, like, yours forever.
Well, you know, the thing is this. She's probably had to develop a really hard shell to deal with these other women, you know? And so, and I don't blame her for constantly rolling her eyes and just being perpetually annoyed.
How I would be on a show like that. I sometimes think, who would I be on these shows? And a lot of the times I end up at the Ariana place because I'm like, I don't know how I would handle it. I would be like, are you fucking kidding me? You guys are crazy.
Yeah. I love the fact also that Ariana is like head and shoulders the hottest one on the cast. And it's just, there's like so much like latent jealousy going on there that I think it really... it really adds a great level of complexity to the show.
I'm loving how Stassi and Ariana are like, don't get along. I'm loving that like tug and pull.
Yeah, well, Stassi came back and expected to still be Stassi, and everyone's like, no, you don't even work here. Like, you don't even go here.
Yeah.
So she's really trying to maintain that power, and no one is having it. Ariana's like, fuck off.
Well, Katie's having it, and Kristen's having it, and
the same olds. You know, the
I'm
same
happy
olds.
With that. I love when those three are together and they become a three-headed Hydra. That's how we love this show the most. So, speaking of which, Sheena, you know, the fourth wannabe head on the Hydra, but not. She is now talking to Lisa Vanderpump, and she's telling Lisa that she has been getting these angry texts from Kristen late at night. Because they have been squabbling about the price of Katie's bridal shower. And essentially, Sheena was left out of the planning, and they went and they made this whole expensive plan and now just expect to split it three ways. And she's not down with that.
Yeah.
Which is $1,500. $1,500 three ways is like, what, $500-$600?
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. And not to mention like paying for the taco stand that they had there, or the taco tree. Tower.
That's clearly where most of the funds went to.
The Taco Bell Tower.
Ooh, but I have an update on that, actually.
Oh.
Rachel O'Brien, who is on the show, but she considers herself a background player because she's not like, she doesn't get involved in any of the drama. She's like that waitress, and she's like Danny, you know, where she doesn't want to be involved. She's a stand-up comedian. You probably know who I'm talking about. Rachel.
Yes, she
O'Brien.
Was one of the, she's one of the five of the seven who slept with Jax.
Yes,
she started this whole fight actually that we were talking about with Ariana, because Ariana said, I take comedy really serious, and I just don't find her comedy funny.
Like, that's right.
There, I
that's
said it.
Her. Yes.
Yeah, full circle. Okay, show's over. Bye. So what did Rachel say?
So she was on my show today, and she said that it ended up where all the bridesmaids chipped in to rent that house. So it ended up not being split three ways.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. How so I would expect it to be.
Yeah.
Sheena won that one. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, she's like, they're trying to make me pay, and like, I didn't agree, and I didn't get to plan anything. Like, if I got to plan, and Lisa's like, darling, do you think Katie needs to know that her bridesmaids are upset about money? Your shift is starting soon. She's like, okay.
Bye. It's so tacky, I have to say, of her to bring that up. And then in front of Sheena, oh my God, I was cringing.
Yeah.
It's like, darling, they're trying to save you money. They had it in Eagle Rock. I mean,
yeah,
how much more?
Seriously.
We could have done this at Aunt D's and Azusa for free.
So then we go to Tom and Ariana's apartment, where Tom is hanging upside down from his like pull-up bar, Batmanning, as he says. And we find out that his birthday is coming up, and it's going to be at Busby's on Wilshire. No comment. And that it's going to be a fundrager, because he's going to be teaming up with Richardson to raise money for Haiti, brah. I got nothing else to say about that.
Visualizing my outfit.
So this is when we find out that Ariana doesn't even braid his hair. He has people come in and braid his hair for him, and she braids her own hair.
Yeah.
She said she has a braid person, too. They each have a braid person.
And that they could save so much money if they learned how to braid each other's hair. And I'm thinking to myself, is it really that difficult?
I know. I'm like, watch a YouTube video for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Like, it was so amazing to have a braid guy come in. That was so classic. So classic.
And he put a barrette in Tom's hair, which made him look even more like Clea DuVall than usual.
Tom's like, poor Haiti. Like, last time I saw a video of Haiti, no one had braids. It was like the saddest thing I ever saw. So we're raising braid money in my fundraiser. For Haiti.
Braid money. $8,600 in braid money. That's a lot of braids, guys. It's a lot of braids for the kids.
All right. Who's the kid who wants their face shaved first? Come on up.
What did you think about when Sheena just like busted into Busby's, runs up to James, and it's like, oh, you guys are still together? Oh, I'm surprised. And then it's like this whole thing.
Considering.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, she's got some balls. I was pretty impressed by that, actually.
She's such an asshole. She's just doing that because the other girls make her. I mean, Sheena is such a soldier, and she will do whatever they want. She's trying to impress these girls, but these girls are horrible human beings.
Yeah.
She would be so much better if she just would be friends with someone who's nicer, because then she'd try and imitate them and impress them. Like, guess what? Like, I did something really nice for somebody today to impress you. I hope you're happy.
Well,
something good could be done in the world.
I loved how Sheena, when she did that, you know, she was trying so hard to be Stassi at that moment. And she's like, oh, you don't know? Ellie? You don't remember Ellie? No? No? And James is like rolling his eyes like, I've told her everything, okay? I've told her everything. And she's like, I just loved how Sheena was trying so hard.
She was trying so hard. She's like, oh, yeah, because, like, just a couple months ago, like, and she took a selfie in his bed. And the girlfriend, the dumb girlfriend, whatever her name is like, well, James said, well, yeah, it's because she's a DJ groupie. And then the girlfriend is like, yeah, like, who takes selfies in a bed?
I know. I was like, oh, jeez.
Well, you know, you got to look out for all those groupies of DJs that perform at mid-range lounges and restaurants. They have the most rabid fans out there, I'll tell you.
Seeking man who understands how to make an iTunes playlist.
Well, I love James's rebuff of Sheena ultimately. He's like, excuse me, I have to go do my residency.
I know. It makes it sound so, I mean, it's like, you're not going like to do a shift at an internship shift at Cedars-Sinai right now to be a doctor.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you receiving a Kennedy Center Award next year? I'm unfamiliar. You're just performing at the Redberry. Okay. Congratulations.
Right.
So they ended up doing Tom's fundraiser, which was nice. They raised some money for Haiti. And basically the girls, the little witches coven, was getting all upset. She was like, yeah, you won't believe what happened. Like, I just went over to James and I was like, blah, blah, blah. They didn't even care. And that girl's gross because she didn't even care. And Kristen goes, she's fucking disgusting.
She did. She's freaked out. It was like such an overreaction. It was so extreme. You're right. Oh, she's like, I've never met a worse person in my life. She flipped her lid. That was amazing.
Oh my goodness. And so then, of course, Sheena starts talking about the bridal party once again. And I love when Sheena's like, it just seemed like, you know, like I wasn't included in the decision. And Kristen's like, well, you know, it's for a best friend. And as they're like talking about this, they're both playing with their hair so aggressively. Like all their rage is going into the ends of their hair.
I know. I wrote down bun war because Sheena's like, oh, really? And she started like wrapping her hair and putting it in a bun. And then Kristen was like, yeah. And she started wrapping her hair, but then it wasn't long enough to put in a bun. So she was just like, ooh.
And then Ariana comes over and she starts braiding her hair. And
Tom's like, oh, it's almost a braid. Almost. Oh, it's a bun.
It's causing another earthquake in Haiti, all this hair twirling.
So they're talking about this bridal shower thing, and then Katie wanders over and they are Kristen is about to say, like, you know, we spent $1,500 on Katie's bridal shower, but instead she just stops right there. And then she and Sheena have the strangest looks on their faces. And God bless Katie, she doesn't even realize what's going on in the most obvious, you just interrupted people talking about you moment.
Right, right.
Two people trying to, like, haggle over your worth.
Yeah, and Kristen even says in front of Katie to Sheena, don't make that face. And then Sheena just makes the face more. And Katie still doesn't realize what's going on.
I know, it's like, know your audience, know your crowd, like, catch a vibe, man.
Speaking of Katie, by the way, we should rewind a moment because there was a significant scene with Katie earlier. She and Tom Schwartz went to a paint shop to look at paint samples because even the producers know that watching paint dry is more exciting than just watching Katie and Tom. They're like, we could either watch paint dry or Katie and Tom, so why don't we just put them all together?
So, hey, will you tweet Katie right now and ask if she's mad at you?
At Taco Bell.
Is Katie mad?
Yeah, tweet her that Katie, at Music Kills Cater, whatever thing is. Be like, at Taco Bell, what you want, girl?
I feel like Katie's response to Are You Mad at Us would be like, you should know. And be like, ah, damn it.
You're so right. Everyone's response would be so different. Hers would definitely be like, you should know. Ariana's straight up like, no. Well, Kristen's would be like, yes, you're fucking disgusting.
James would be like, I'm sorry, I can't talk about this. I'm going to my residency.
Jax would be like, you're blocked. He's like, I don't care whether I'm mad at you or not. You're blocked. All right, sorry. Go on, Ariana.
I feel like if we did tweet Katie and ask her if she was mad at us, she would just tell us that we haven't helped her at all today. We're like, wait, were we supposed to?
You should have been for her there. Been for her more. Been there.
I love the fights that she has with Tom. I think they're so funny. She's like, yeah, but like that fight last night, right? And he's like, blah, blah, like you're just so mean to me. Like you get tequila Katie and you get shit faced. And she's like, ah, I wasn't even drunk. Like I was hardly even drinking at that whole bridal shower. They show a montage of Katie just hunched over drinking like different colored drinks all day. They're like, we color coded these drinks. That's how you can tell how much she actually drinks.
rosé bottles are meant for the guests, like, to go. Why are you drinking all of them?
I feel like when they do a flashback montage of Katie, when they do the flashbacks, it's always that, like, blue filter. She has never looked more like the little girl from The Ring. I was actually terrified. I was like, oh, my God, Tequila Katie's going to crawl out of my TV and kill me on the spot.
I think I'm coming to the conclusion that Schwartz is just as bad as Katie is, and yes, we just haven't seen it, and now we're maybe seeing a little bit, because he's like, you're such a bitch, and I'm like, oh my God, like, yeah. And yeah, when I had a Stassi, I interviewed Stassi, and I was like, you gotta tell Katie that she can't talk to him that way. Their relationship will never last. You can't, like, abuse someone like that verbally and, like, think that it's going to, like, bounce off. And she's like, he's just as bad. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yep. And she's like, he really is. You just don't see it. And I was like, well, yeah, why aren't we seeing it? Like, we need to see that part of Schwartz.
We used to see it. I mean, there was, like, a run there where at least once a season he'd pour a drink on her head. You know, those were the good old days. Right. But now he's like, oh, I guess I should do that off camera. Blah, blah. In this case, they had a fight because after the bridal shower, she came home and she had a bunch of boxes. And she wanted help bringing the boxes up to the apartment. And he wanted to go out to the bar. And it turned into a huge fight. So she texted him and said, you don't get it. So don't worry. Fuck it. I'm over today anyway. Thank you for helping me 0% today. And then his response was, what the hell are you talking about? You're shit-faced. Get a grip, woman. Tequila Katie, I did nothing wrong at all. You're hammered. They basically are like that that skit on SNL. the two Boston people.
With the,
like,
Rachel Dratch.
No, Rachel, yeah, Dratch and Jimmy Fallon. You are! You are!
You are! Yeah, so they had this huge fight. And so he's like, you're such a bitch, bitch. And so she went out and, like, drove off. Yeah. But then he comes outside and he's like, where's Bubba? And she came back around the block, which, yeah, I loved. She's like, you know, she did that like three times waiting for him to figure out that she left.
Right.
And then he drives around the block and she's like, yeah, if you want to call me a bitch, then get an Uber. Okay, bye. I was like, oh, nice.
And then it cuts to him grabbing onto a signpost dramatically as if he's been
he was hugging it.
Left, yeah, he was hugging on the Titanic post as it goes down.
He's like, why did Kathy Bates get a ride home? But I'm stuck here to drown.
Where's that necklace?
What else happened? Oh, yeah. Well, the fundraiser, Sheena went up to Ariana. She's like, I really need to, because, like, I need a girlfriend. Because, like, Shay, like, I called Shay. It was, like, 3 a.m. and he wasn't at home. And I was like, where are you? And he's like, God damn it, I'm trying to record things in the studio. And you're not having it. I can't even tell the other girls because they're like, oh, why don't we talk about Katie some more?
And Ariana's like, yeah.
It's a speed recap.
Yeah. And then Sheena's like, wow, this was a great talk. It's like we're best friends again. I'm like, Ariana didn't even say anything. She's like, I've literally lost my voice. I'm like, no, you're still talking, actually. You literally have your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like, and Sheena made it a real point when she was talking to Katie at the restaurant to not only point out that they had this fight about how much money they spent on her wedding shower, but then, oh, and by the way, you know, Ariana and I had a real heart-to-heart, and we're, like, closer than we've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, salt in the wound.
Yeah. Crescent doesn't like it, and that's fine. And Katie goes, okay, well, I'm going back to work. Good talk. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so
I will bring this up later, majorly, when I text you and getting very angry at you like I do all the time.
Yeah, when I threaten your life later, I will be bringing this up.
By the way, we should
mention that. In a three-way text war with the other girls.
Yeah, so we should mention, by the way, that Jax's card was declined when he tried to make a charitable donation, which I thought was great.
I knew that was going to happen because they showed a close-up of the phone and it said $500. And I'm like, Jax, unless he can snort Haiti, there is no way that he is striping somebody $500 right now. There is no way.
Yeah, absolutely not. But you know what, though? Maybe Jax would have had more money in his bank account if he read a little bit more about how to save money. Maybe he could have read it in a magazine like Forbes. Or maybe he could have used something like Texture.
Texture! That's right. And he's like, what part was this?
Yeah. Amy, we're doing an ad. We're doing an ad for Texture, one of our oldest sponsors.
Remember when Sheena told off Texture?
I feel like I finally have a voice again with Texture. I called Texture at 3 a.m. I was like, where are you? And Texture was like, I'm here on your phone. I was like, wow.
Yeah, like this time of year, like I call Shay and I'm like, everyone's traveling, Shay. It doesn't mean you don't have to call Sheena. You know, like there's no way you're going to cram all the magazines you want to read into your carry-on bag, Shay. Okay, call me. Now you can with Texture. The new app that gives you unlimited access to 200 plus magazines.
You keep going because I lost where you were on the copy.
Some of my favorite magazines are Cat Fancy, Printed Canvas, the Walmart Walgreens picture editorial.
Thanks to Texture, we've gotten more into magazines than ever, all in one place with the Texture app. And actually, I'm reading some Bon Appetit on the Texture, and I have to say, when we first started doing these Texture ads, I was like, but there's websites. You could just go to the websites and read the magazines. Why would I do that? No, because the websites are sucky and pop-up ads keep coming and then it keeps reloading your pages and you try and read one damn recipe. Nothing works right, okay? You need the magazine in your iPad.
Yeah. So the Texture app has gone beyond delivering just the magazine itself. They've made it easy to find and enjoy the articles you want to read with daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture makes magazines easy, and there are so many great ones out there, like the ones that Ronnie just mentioned before, like Forbes and Vanity Fair and Vogue. So those are all really good to read.
Yeah, and Texture is normally $9.99 a month. And you get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/croppins, you get a 14-day free trial.
Yeah. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all of your favorites on your smartphone or tablet all the time for, like, way less than a taco tray at Kitty's Bridal Shop?
Yeah. Right now, Texture is offering all of our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/croppins.
Yeah, that's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/crappins.
Texture.com/crappins.
Amy, did you enjoy our Sheena read of the Texture ad?
I did. I very much did.
So it came in and out. Like every now and then, Sheena would come reading, and then every now and then just be like normal reading.
We are really lame for not sending all that to Amy to read. Like, duh, we have Amy Phillips here.
That's true.
It was so much more entertaining to hear you guys do it. Trust me. I don't think I could have made it that interesting as you guys.
Well,
we could have
played Spin the Housewife with you and just like told you, okay, now you're Dorinda. Okay, now you're Dorit.
You're Bethany.
Okay, now you're Bethany.
Go, dance.
Next
time. It's a date for next time.
Yeah.
Okay. So getting through this show, that was kind of the big thing at Tom's birthday, but it's also Jax's birthday. And so they've decided that for his birthday, they're going to do a roast. And Kristen is going to be the MC, the host. Mm. She's going to be the muck. Because you know what? Kristen also takes her comedy very seriously. And she's going to kill the game.
I think I would have actually been really amused if that was her roast. She just got up there and went, thanks, everyone. And just walks off. By the way, we should mention that there is a huge mystery lingering over this episode. And I believe the mystery is called, Where's Lawler?
Oh, God.
And Lisa got to do her favorite thing, which is, I've done so much for that girl. It's like Lisa says that at least 3 times in every season of everything. Like
for everyone,
she probably
yeah.
even did it in that Poison Arrow video. There's probably 1 minute where you just see her mouthing, you know how much I've done for you.
I've done so much for ABC. So much. And what do? They just put me in the video for 5 seconds, and that's fine, but I've done so much for this band.
I gave Lala a job when she needed it. I supported her. I invested in her.
I'm like, she was a hostess making $10 an hour.
She also didn't need money because her mom was paying for everything, or her boyfriends were paying for everything. She didn't need anything. And self-professed that, like, when she was shooting the show at Pump Rules, or shooting the show at Sir, she would have another hostess come in to like sub for her because she couldn't do both things, be like shoot and do her hostess job.
I knew all those scenes of her answering the phone were fake. Because every scene it starts with her on the phone, she's like, okay, like, 5? Okay, well, have a lovely day. We'll see you tonight. Like, mm-hmm. Lala, come over here.
Yeah. That's pretty. I did
never
not know
bought it. So, yeah, Lala's gone missing. And at this point, she's just stopped showing up for work. She's not calling anybody back, telling anyone where she is. So she's either trapped by this fat Hollywood cross-eyed guy who's making everybody sign NDAs, mm-hmm. Or she's just like on meth somewhere in Saudi Arabia on some boat getting peed on. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure it's between those two things.
The whole thing about, like, if you've lived in LA for as long as these girls have and you've never been on a private jet.
That's just what you do in LA. That's LA. Amy, I'm sure you've been on like 10 private jets. I mean, it's LA and you're a girl and you're pretty.
Of course, that's what you do. You go on like really skeevy, sketchy guys' jets no matter what. You put your life in danger. That's LA.
That's just how it goes.
So what if you're going to get date raped? I mean, if that's LA life. If you don't like it, leave.
Yeah, some people have grab bags, but in LA, you just like you have grab drinks. You know, you grab your drink and you just wait to see what someone put in there for you. Yeah. You know, like it takes like half an hour to know what people have given you. It's a gift. It's LA.
So speaking about very LA things and a gift that keeps on giving, we now go to James at his residency. He is over at the Redberry. It's like 7 p.m. at night. There's like no one there. And he has like he's standing at his DJ equipment and Raquel is sort of hovering over and he's like, all right, love, this is what you do. You just have to turn it on. And she goes, wow, that's way too complicated for me.
I know. Oh, my God. I was like, this is disgusting. I can't even watch.
And then James is again like congratulating himself in the interview and talking about how he's the one busboy in all of Sur who has prevailed. I'm like, prevailed from what? And you know, and then he's like, it's the ultimate infiltration. Is that a word? Because I just made it one.
I'm like, look, yeah, actually, it's a word. But good job.
I'm a superstar. Did I just make up that word too, superstar? Because that's what I am.
I'm playing music in an elevator. Is that a word? Because it's the thing that elevates people. Made it up.
You know, it would be great. A staircase that moves like an elevator, but it's a staircase instead. You could call it an escalator. Okay, it's another James Kennedy miracle. Came up with a word.
So dumb. So yeah, he's playing his big thing and he tells Max, who comes over, he's like, did you go to Tom's party? I couldn't go because I had my residency. And he's like, I didn't even know there was one. Poor Max.
I know, poor Max. I was fuck. I was genuinely pissed for him. I was like, why did you tell Max?
Well, Lisa's probably like, well, any money that he gives to Haiti is money that I'll be giving to Haiti anyway. I mean, so I might as well just go instead.
Right. She stole his invite.
What if Max came from Haiti? I don't want him finding his mother. What if she's awful?
The last thing I want Max to do is choose between a fundraiser and James's residency.
What if Max finds out I found him in an earthquake and stole him from Haiti, darling? Here's $500 hush money for Haiti. Shh.
Take it, Wyclef. Take it.
So he tells the Sheena story, whatever, whatever. Let's go to Jax's thing because that shit was hilarious. So Britt's mom is still in town. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, I don't feel as bad after this episode of saying that she looks like a Payless shoe leather left out in the rain for too long because she earned it in this episode. But they're getting ready, and Jax is like, well, you know, like, I've done some stuff in my past, but I just want to prepare before the roast. And Brittany's like, well, Mama's in town. She's only here for a week. I don't want her to be home alone, so I'm going to bring her to the roast. Everybody loves a roast. Like, thinking it's going to be a barbecue. Mm-hmm. God bless this dumbass Brittany.
I know.
So they go to dinner first with Jax's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts... She's like, this town is so different from Kentucky. It's like, yeah, because also that's a state. But she's like, I just when I'm at home, I go to work, I feed the horses, and I go to sleep. So Jax just basically starts confessing things because he doesn't know what's going to happen at this roast.
Right. He's trying to get ahead of the story, if you will.
Yeah, like... so he just starts confessing like random things. Well, you know, I've been in trouble with the law. I mean, all for silly things, you know, sunglasses and, you know, stuff like that. One time I took a top off a chapstick. What was the chapstick story?
That was fascinating. Okay, you know when you take the tests and it's a Scantron?
Yeah.
Do you know what a Scantron? Okay, so okay.
No, I don't. Tell me.
Okay. It's like, Ben, you'll probably be able to articulate better.
As the resident Scantron expert, let me take over. it's, you know, when you have a test and it's multiple choice, and so you have like a long strip, it sort of looks like a voting ballot, and you fill in the little circle with a pencil, which is oddly very satisfying to do. And then at the end of the test, you hand in your thing with all the dots you've colored in.
It's sexual.
Oh, yes. That's why Jax probably liked putting some chapstick on it. And you run the slip through a machine, and based on where you colored in the dots, it's like with the SATs also. Wherever you colored in the dots, it can scan and see which dots are correct and which ones are incorrect. And so Jax
was... It will mark which ones are incorrect on the side of each one if you get it incorrect.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Jax was like, if you put chapstick on the side of the Scantron... it won't be able to mark it. And he's like, so I got 100% on every test, which probably
teacher would be like, something's going on with Jax. Like, wouldn't they have figured this out a long time ago? How he got away with that, I will never know.
They're like, wow, you guys, this is crazy. The guy who masturbates in class all day actually got hundreds on all of his tests this season. Crazy, right?
He's a genius.
Now, where are my sunglasses? He said
has anybody seen my chapstick? I'm not leaving that purse out anymore. They're crazy.
Jack said he used to make fabricate report cards in high school. He cheated on his ACTs. He cheated on his Scantron. I'm like, he's sort of laughing it off like, ah, funny juvenile, you know, pranks almost. I'm like, this is serious. This is not light stuff. This is like terrible stuff that you did.
Yeah.
No.
That's like, I mean, that's like fraudulent.
Yeah, I know. I think he thought that since it was high school, it doesn't matter. But I mean, they were all pretty bad. He's like, well, you know, what did he ask her? He said something like, well, you know, I've been to jail. Are you going to be okay with that? I'm like, she's from Kentucky. Like, Brittany's her father. I'm sure she's familiar with men who spend a lot of time in jail.
Okay. Brittany's like,
it's called vacation.
It happens to all of us. I mean, I've rolled snake eyes 3 times in a row. Also, I wound up in jail. He's like, no. In real life, not Monopoly. Oh. All this time, I thought you owned Park Place.
Mama, good news. Jax has bought me a boardwalk. Oh, you fucking idiot.
He's a railroad magnate. He has 3 different ones, and I believe him because he does have a lot of B.O.
Do you guys like... Brittany's mom, Sherry's lipstick.
What is that? It's so weird to purposely look like you've tanned everything but your lips. It's like she's wearing sunblock on her lips. What is that?
Right. Amy, last week I described her as a photo negative of Caroline Ray. She's like, everything that's light on Caroline Ray is dark on Brittany's mom, but they're basically the same person.
That's pretty funny.
it's like she kissed one of those special pens that you can write gold with on posters for like a homecoming rally.
Well, or like you turn on a black light and her lips will glow.
It's like her secret fascination with making out with clowns while no one's looking. It's like, where's Mama?
It's like she just pigged out on a box of gold leaf. I like my snacks fancy.
So then later, Kristen comes over to the apartment and she's like, okay, I just wanted to like help prep you for like the roast because like it's a big deal, you know, like comedy game.
And Brittany's like, it's real hard, but I wanted to do something about cars because, you know, Jax loves cars.
Like, what does Brittany think this is exactly?
She's like, I have a lot of experience at auto shows.
It's like a pig roast. You put a pig up and you spin it around, right?
Yeah. You just roast it. You roast that pig, but I just tell him every day, honey, I love your muffin. Okay, now you can sit in the front seat.
Like, what does she think she's going to?
Yeah. So then the big thing is
needing help with her car jokes.
The big thing is that while they're there preparing for this roast, Brittany gets a text from Sheena because she's learned that Tom is planning to bring up the rumor that Brittany and Kristen went down on each other once at the roast. And now Brittany is furious and embarrassed by this.
I think it says a lot about this show that I didn't even remember that. Like, that's how yes. much happens on this show. That oh seems God. Like it was 5 years ago.
Personally, I was more interested in the prep session going on over at Sheena's apartment, where Tom went over there to go over the material with Sheena and Shay. And the first thing they do is they just start like making fun of Katie, and you know Tom started talking about how he starts going like, yeah, Katie's really mean when she's drunk, and then Sheena goes vicious, and he's like, yeah, it's vicious. She's like, yeah, vicious, and Shay just goes, yeah. Just this, like,
we all
on.
Need to say in our lives.
And then
that was so awkward when Brittany was like, well, I can't say that you went down on me to my mom, Kristen, so will you tell my mom for me that you went down on me? She's like, Kristen's like, yeah, well, basically I went down on your daughter. Oh, I don't like that at all. No.
Were you saying you started to feel sad around my daughter? Is that when you started to feel down?
You got down.
Not quite.
Well, no, I don't understand why people are mad. I mean, if you got down together, you had a good old boogie time, right?
Clean, no.
Yeah, so you took an elevator down to her. Okay.
I ate her out.
Well, she loves going out to dinner. I mean, just the other night, she poured some A1 on a steak.
Ma, you're not listening.
I ate her pussy. Oh, my goodness. She ate
so
a cat.
So that cat went.
That's why I didn't want to tell you.
What I'm trying to say is I became a carpet muncher. Oh, my goodness. I thought those were moths.
You LA people and your diets.
So,
are carbs really worse for you than carpets? I mean, come on, y'all crazy.
By the way, a storm is brewing over with Kristen, Katie, and Stassi, because as we mentioned before, Sheena could not help herself but tell Katie that there were issues with paying for Katie's bridal shower. So then Katie went and told Stassi this when they were shopping for weed. And by the way, hilarious cutaway to them getting their marijuana card with the shadiest looking doctor of all time.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I'll tell you this much. As a person who loves his marijuanas, that was the hottest marijuana doctor I've ever seen. And I know where they were too. And that, trust me, that is not a real guy. The real one is like a homeless guy off the street. He's like, eh, what's wrong with you? Eh? Hey, have you tried yoga? All right, well, then here's your weed thing.
So the only reason why I'm mentioning any of this was because when Katie told Stassi about what Sheena was saying, Stassi, in her interview, she gets so mad. She goes, Sheena, were you raised by wolves in the hills of Azusa? To me,
that was funny.
My favorite line of the night.
And also she's funny. I'm glad she's back. She has some good one-liners, and I like how she gets mad all
yes.
the time.
So mad at everything.
Everything.
I loved that Katie was like, well, everybody, like, apparently I have a problem with rage when I have alcohol, so maybe this will help. You know, instead of being tequila Katie, I can be token Katie. And I'm like, token Katie? You already are a token Katie. Hey, we don't need another one of you.
It's the obligatory Katie we had to have on this show.
If this is going to be a token, bring another black person on. We need some diversity.
Listen, listen, you know, this show runs on cycles, and it's every 3 years they put a black person on this show. So yeah. Unfortunately, we had Faith last season, so we are right. in a low cycle for black people. Yeah.
They're like, bring on a black person, give them a used couch, and send them on their way. It's like, Jesus, show.
They're like, listen, we had Richardson, right, for like a second, being like, you're hot.
Right.
You're hot.
We had Richardson there, yeah, for a minute.
That also, right. that Katie's like, you know what? So I'm a raging mean alcoholic, so I'll become a drug addict too. Like, that'll help.
This is a great combination. Keep it up. Can't That's wait totally to see where happen. This goes next season. Go flip flopping between, you know, uppers and downers.
I'm afraid to see what's in her tea towels now.
Girl, Lala's already on you about summer bodies. You really need the munchies?
Just stick with the iceberg lettuce, okay?
No oh, bottle of ranch
that
is safe.
So good. I when she had that enormous bite of that salad, I legitimately was like, oh my God, I want like a iceberg. I want like a wedge salad right now.
It was really
an LA binge.
It was really such an important moment in the history of iceberg lettuce. Really,
it was an important moment, I think, for people just to that it is reality. I'm like, that's you would never consciously take that kind of bite knowing that you're on camera, and yet she did. You know what I mean?
She's like,
she
fuck
did.
It. Fuck it. I'm eating all the iceberg now.
So we go over to this roast.
Yes.
And Kristen's like, hey, welcome to the roast. So basically,
I don't even know what you said. I could hear the cadence of it and it made me laugh.
So just her, Kristen's material, yikes. She's like, so is this your 40th? Like, 40, don't worry. 40 is the number of times you've given your number out at Sir. And it's like the number of bottles you stole from Sir. And it's like the number of times that Stassi dumped your ass at work.
So it's the number of times I asked Tom to get back with me.
Clear her.
Seriously?
So seriously. Then Ariana. I thought Ariana's was pretty funny. Yeah. Kristen.
Are you just saying that because she's not mad at us anymore?
No, she's not mad at us anymore. We can be assholes again. I'm only nice if I think you're mad at me. If you're not mad at me, I'll continue what I'm doing. Kristen was trying to get at Ariana because, you know, you're supposed to roast the person that's coming up. So she's like,
right.
Yeah, well, Ariana, like, Ariana may steal men, but she can't steal hearts. What was her thing?
I don't know, because I didn't know that was the rule. So what did you say, Amy?
I didn't get her. I mean, the rule, I guess the rule about roast is that you roast, like, everyone in the room. Well, at least some people in the room. And then, you know, you do a joke on a couple different people and then the main jokes at the honoree. But I did not understand Kristen's last joke to Ariana. I didn't get it.
She's like, well, we dated the same guy, so we have that in common. But like, what we don't have up in common is that I upgraded. And Ariana
oh,
like,
right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, was that a joke or is that just a therapeutic moment for you?
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, I only paid like 60% now, so.
Yeah. Ariana came on stage and then basically just went for the kill with Kristen and was like, yeah, well, at least when Jax fucked Kristen, it was like the one time her mouth was ever shut. It's like, whoa. Oh,
yeah,
and they cut to Kristen and she's like,
I like also when she said, the only thing you're better at than getting arrested is getting people pregnant in Vegas. Jax watches Jerry Springer just to hear someone say, you are not the father, over and over again. Katie had some fight from 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was basically just airing a grudge. She's like, Jax, you said that you wanted Tom to rail a girl in front of me, but guess what? You're getting railed a lot. It's like, oh, great one,
like,
Katie.
Yeah,
right, right.
Sorry, it's the token Katie speaking.
Nice ball gown velcro to your stage manager's outfit, weirdo.
I wish it had been Tequila Katie up there, because you know if it was Tequila Katie, it'd be like, Jax, you once said that Tom should rail a girl in front of me, but like, I'm not going to tell you who to be friends with, but like, loyalty means a lot, and I don't understand. And they'd be like, okay, Katie, just get off the stage. You're not making a point.
And then she said, he gave me the nicest thing he ever did was give me sunglasses, and they turned out to be his ex-girlfriends. And then the mom goes, he gave me sunglasses too.
Like, oh, jeez.
That's Jax's thing.
Yeah. I think the best joke was Shay, because he got up there and he said, I'm not the fattest guy in the group anymore.
His was the best joke. That was the best joke.
Tom went in for the kill too. Tom was like, yeah, so has anybody noticed that with Jax it's always allergy season? I'm like, yeah, but you talk like this, so I'm guessing you snort out the same bag. I mean, I don't know who you throwing stones at. Don't throw crack rocks when you live in a crack house. Okay, Tom.
Dude.
So then he started going in about Jax being so coked up that he couldn't feel his teeth and kicking in a door. And then he gives him an Andy Warhol painting of himself being like crazy and methed out.
Yeah. And then then Tom makes a joke. He's like, yeah, if Jax pleased his girlfriend more, then maybe she wouldn't have to jump about Kristen. And then it was like,
yeah. He was all up in it. And then Tom number two is like, well, I don't know. Jax is gay. Okay, thanks. And the mom was like, what?
She was so scared.
She was terrified. Jax made a good point. He's like, I can't believe they just said I'm a cokehead. I've been to prison. I've done this. I steal. I've done all this shit. And she's mad that I kissed a dude.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, exactly. But I did like afterwards when Kristen confronted Tom and was like really mad at Tom about mentioning the muff diving thing. And and she's like, that's not cool. And Tom's like, dude, this is a roast, man.
I know. He was like, he was Tom, token Tom there.
he was really feeling passionate about this, the spirit of a roast.
And she's like, come on, Tom, aren't you more creative than that?
He's like, no, I'm a bartender.
What's worse than me talking about you going down on Britney? Me talking about it or you going down on Britney? Like, what the hell, dude?
And that pretty much ended just another eventful episode of Vanderpump Rules.
That was fun. Amy, love you.
I love you. Oh my God, you guys, that was super fun. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. Yeah, let's please do it in real life again soon.
Yes, for sure.
Let's do. I won't attack anybody.
Reunion tour at Pump and Sir.
Okay.
Yeah, time's ticking, y'all.
I'm down.
Saturday night is sooner than you think. Well, actually, we should probably weeknight it, right?
Yes,
Saturday
absolutely.
Is gross over there. I went in there this week on Saturday, and I just cannot get around the planters on a Saturday. They're too big.
They're massive, and those trays of tuna tartare are just constantly going back and forth. It's an obstacle course in there, basically.
All right, everybody. Amy, tell us again where we can find you on El Twitter and Insta and everywhere.
Twitter at Amy Phillips _ catchy. And at Meet Amy Phillips Instagram.
Also, what is your show schedule on Radio Andy?
Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday and Thursday morning. And it's at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern. And then it replays throughout the day and the week. And then if you have the SiriusXM app, then you can always listen on demand like a podcast.
Oh, rad.
Perfect.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
check it out, everybody. Amy, we love you. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys, too.
We love you. And just keep rocking with those amazing impersonations. They are truly, truly the best.
Thank you, guys. You're so awesome.
Love to you, baby.
Love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.